Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for coming back to the Peace Girls Here podcast. Yes, I am your host, Yelena Theofilatos, which is a mouthful. Sometimes I even joke around and I tell people to call me Pumpkin if you want. It's actually one of my favorite things to say. And today I have an amazing guest. I met her on Facebook through a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, with whom she shares her first name. But before I bring her in, I just really want to take a moment and dedicate the benefit, the positive energy generated by this podcast to the benefit of all beings in the world. And this is something that I have been doing in my own personal spiritual practice. I'm a Buddhist, and this is just something that a lot of Buddhists do to set up a good beneficial motivation for this endeavor that we are undertaking today. And therefore, this is what I want to do. May this podcast somehow, in some magical, beautiful manner, bring good to all beings in the world and help them to release their suffering and keep them connected to the joy within themselves that is beyond misery, and help them dwell in equanimity and release all kinds of confusions and pains and aches and bring hope and bring light. So thank you so much, everyone, for being present with this dedication. I hope you get a lot of value out of this podcast as well. So without any further ado than that, I would like to say hello to Holly Cam, who is my guest for today. She is a business owner, she's a mom, and recovering people pleaser. So grateful to have you today with us, Holly.
Yes, thank you so much. I just wanted to say thank you. I've never been invited to a podcast. And a few years ago, I would have laughed at you when you asked, and I would have said no. But with all my work and my journey of self-care, I am very ready to share my story. So thank you.
Hey, it's totally my honor to create this experience where you can step into it and put all of that self-care and self-growth into practice. And I just want to say, I can so relate to what you just said, even right there. And then I am a very introverted person myself. And before starting my business, I really never imagined being on a podcast, even being on Instagram, taking any kind of a space in that way, like being upon the spotlight of any sorts. And I totally resonate with doing a lot of self-work to be able to get there. And what I can tell you is that it gets easier, which probably you have already noticed. The more episodes you do, the more space you take and soften into that space with your voice, with your presence, with your message, easier it gets. So yeah. So thank you again for making the time. And of course, you already know what I want to ask you next. It's the personal story of some kind, the realization that you came upon, an insight that you had in the past that made who you are right now. How about if you can start with that, something about yourself?
Yes, I would love to. As a child, I was very enthusiastic, bubbly, loud. As I got into probably my 20s, I realized that being a people pleaser made people happy, made people just seemed to make people happier when I was people pleaser. So I continued that through my 20s, went to college because that's what I was told was successful. I struggled through that, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. That was a big struggle for me. I married my best friend that I met at 15, and at 28, ended up getting pregnant with my first child. I could not, having her, I knew right then and there that I could not let anybody else watch her, and I needed to stay home with her. So I was lucky to be able to make that happen. And flash forward 9 years, I had two more kids, and I pretty much watched the neighborhoods as we joke around. So I was always on the go, always busy. It was probably the most underappreciated job that I have ever had in my life. Just you do all the stuff in the background with all these kids, and it's busy, but it's definitely so kind of not feeling fulfilled, although I have guilt over that. Like, I should be okay, and I should be okay to stay home with my kids and just be happy. I didn't feel quite fulfilled. So that's when I started volunteering my time in between, and I ended up New Parent Care Packages was a nonprofit that I was starting to help with. They're all about self-care when after you have a baby, to help cope, nourish and connect you. And I was like, wow, I definitely don't have that myself. And I'm like, I now I'm working on this board. The lady invited me to work on the board, and I'm putting all this effort in, and I'm realizing how much self-care I did not do for myself. So that's kind of my start of my self-care journey. I ended up going to an all-day mother retreat, which again, felt selfish for it because on Mother's Day, supposed to spend time with your children, correct? No, my husband was like, you need to go do this for yourself. So I went to this all-day retreat, and I didn't know much about it. It was about meditation and yoga and Reiki and sound healing and woods bathe, like sound. I think it was called woods bathing, where you go into the woods and you just enjoy the nature. Yeah. So that was so cool. Just opened up the doors to so much. I wanted to learn like so much more at that point. Like, it was just like opened my world. So I got into energy work. I did mirror work, which actually introduced me to you. You were on there doing hypnotherapy, which was amazing. So just like the people I've got to connect with after this Mother's Day retreat just kept on rippling, and it was so cool. With that mirror work, the thing that got me the most was I went to the bathroom. My 4-year-old daughter was looking in the mirror and said, "You are my best friend. I love you." She
Oh,
was talking to herself. So,
wow.
yeah. So that was just like gave me recognition that I was doing what I was supposed to do at the time, and it's okay to give myself a little bit of time and for myself. I mean, that just like really, and it keeps on coming back, and I keep on wanting to learn more. I was able to give myself the care, and then I could give everybody else the care after that. And then after that, it kept spiraling, and my husband and I decided to go ahead and open a welding and fabrication business because he always wanted to work for himself. I said, why not? Let's just try it. I was on this high of life that just like wanted to do like more and more. So him and I opened up the business, which was a little tricky because women only make up about 6% of the welding industry. So being in there, I had to be confident. And luckily at that time, I was feeling a lot more confident in myself. So that's about my personal story that has opened up doors and doors and doors, and it just keeps on opening up for me. So that's about that.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I'm now like imagining you in that welding industry where there are not a lot of ladies whatsoever.
No, there is not.
What an interesting like I have never met anyone in female in that industry, that's for sure. I'm like, okay, that's first for me to like talk to someone who has found herself doing such a thing. And also just want to comment really quickly on what you said about first of all being a mom, and how I don't think you said those exact words, but like underrated this as full-time endeavor and more. It's like 24 hours a day. It's not like 9 to 5. No, it's like
There's no
unlimited.
break. There's no punch out clock. There's definitely no punch out clock at all. So it's a hard one.
Exactly. And this is why it's also makes so much more difficult to carve out that time for ourselves, because nobody says us like, okay, you're good to go. And like, all right, now I'm like totally free. There's no such a thing as like nothing to do job related that is left behind. So now you're like, okay, now I'm totally free and nothing is weighing down on my mind. Being a mom and carving out time for yourself does take that quote unquote selfishness and like prioritizing, because unless that we do that for ourselves, nobody else will ever like bring it to us on a silver platter and says like, and now this is your time.
Yes, how true, how true. Honestly, at the time raising kids, I thought the self-care was at 5 o'clock when I opened that bottle of wine. It was a bad, it started like being my checkout time. I was able to like have a glass of wine at the end of the day and be like, this is my checkout. But that was not self-care. At the time, I thought it was, but now I know it's not. But
Totally hear you there. I definitely had that self-care there for a moment as well. In my case, it was grad school that made me do it. Like, I never really
Oh,
was
yes.
a drinker, but like, I also lived with a roommate who was into wine, and like, we both would take a glass or two, and then it actually became a habit. Like, we're not gonna get into
Yeah.
that. Like, for 2 weeks in my first semester of grad school, when I was just like drowning under stress, I was drinking a glass or two every night until I got really, really drunk one night with my current husband on like a kind of a date slash it was not really a date. I was just so unhappy with myself after that, and that what was like my total like 360. I'm like, oh, that was not as self-care as I thought. So I hear you. I hear you. I think a lot of people can relate to first founding those activities, I would say, and then like, hopefully down the line, like pausing and rethinking and turning their attention to something else. And it sounds like in your case, that experience of that retreat was that entrance into so many different modalities that you have tried, and so many much inspiration that you derive from that. That is, I bet there's all of that is still here with you, is just taking different shapes and forms. And this is what me bring me, of course, to this second question is like, maybe you can tell us where you are with all of that now, like who you are, what are you doing?
You are right on that. I'm just learning all of new ways to have self-care. I realize there's a lot better self-care out there. Who I am today, I have to say I'm still discovering that every day. And I think that's okay, especially when you're hitting close to your 40s. I'm like, it's okay, you can try something new. Maybe you'll discover, you're a painter next week or whatever. The possibilities are endless out there. It's really exciting, especially when you're like a recovering people pleaser like myself. I can start saying no to things I don't really want to do, and say yes to things that light me up or give me a spark. Just being the heart of my family. I'm in business. I just feel like I had a massage therapist one time tell me, it's like you're like a drink cup, and you have all these straws coming out of you. And right now, you have lots of straws, and everybody just keeps on sucking out all your energy. So she said, remember, you're to fill yourself up first. She says, do the self-care, get the massage, do all the like anything that fills you up. And also, just make sure you put up those no trespassing signs, say no to the one. The straws that shouldn't be there. You don't need to say yes to everything. It's not going to make somebody not like you. You're okay to say no. And that's my huge takeaway that I've gotten just recently, that I don't need to say yes to everything that comes my way. So.
Yay, I guess that's a work in progress.
Yeah,
always.
always a work in progress for sure.
But it does start with that realization that you were just talking about of you have to fill your cup, especially if you have a lot of straws. And also, of course, like choose wisely which straws to say no to. Sometimes it can be easier said than done, but at the same time, there's no way around it, because all of us have has limited capacity in terms of what we can give, even if we're doing like all the self-care in the world and we take our time to attend to ourselves. It still does not make us endlessly able provide to other people without really like eventually getting tired. And so is that something that like your intention you would say for the rest of the year to just keep building on that and keep cultivating that sacred no, as I call it.
Yes, I think so. Just being aware of like somebody asks you to do something is like, I know you need to do sometimes things that you don't want to do, but like really think about if it's something that you really need to do, or can it's something you can say no to. It's definitely leaves you open for more things that come your way that might spark you up and you that you enjoy. So yes, that's what I would say so, yes.
So true. And I just want to change the gears just a tiny little bit about the welding business that you were talking about. I'm like, this is such a great story for any lady out there who's like, oh, I'm getting into something. Like, I have an example of one friend of mine that I know. She lives in Oahu, like on a different Hawaiian island that I'm on. And a couple years ago, we met in the retreat as well, like a virtual retreat for female entrepreneurs. And she was getting into the security business of like providing guards, you know, for different events. And she was the only woman on the whole island doing that thing. And it was really tricky for her, but it was so inspiring for all of us to hear her story and how she's like, nope, this is what I'm doing. And I'm gonna keep doing that. So I wonder, like, if you just tell us a little bit more about your guys' welding business and what do you do in it and how did you find yourself in it?
That's so funny. Yeah, it's very inspiring. My husband worked for as a welder for other people for a long time, and we both wanted to do our own business. So we just kind of like brought it back and was like, what can we do? Like, we can open up a welding and fabrication business. You do the welding, I'll do the bookkeeping. No, it's easy, right? Night and day,
Yay.
like that, right? So, oh no, I ended up getting myself into the shop, doing like lots of prep work. Getting a lot of things going. And then my husband sat me down and taught me how to do some welding. And it's just been
Wow.
a very empowering for me too, because it is not a woman's field, but it's more and more women are getting into this industry. And because we have such women have much or more tend to have fine motor skill, a better fine motor skills, they're actually better welders. So my husband said that. So don't quote me on but but there's more and more women that are finding that industry satisfying, and it's really a cool place to be right now. So yeah.
That is so awesome. I really hope that there are a lady or two, if maybe even three out there who's like, that is cool. I have this idea for something that not a lot of women do, and maybe I just should follow through. If she can weld, I can do this thing as well. That's so cool. I can relate because I started on our land here that, you know, my husband and I kind of steward and attend and take care of. When I came here, I did like a lot of like the things that usually men do, like using like equipment to trim grass and everything. So I was like, that was really empowering. I was calling myself Warrior Princess, I think, because I
Love
was
that. Yes.
with this like powerful like a weed whacker, you know, a gas weed whacker with like a blade, and like I'm cutting through the king grass. And luckily I don't really do as much of that anymore just because we are like distributing our forces so that I can do the garden and grow food actually. So, and he can do other things because otherwise I'm also like trying to do too many things at the same time is not really helpful to anyone in the end. I bet you
Yes,
can.
that happens too, for sure. We're in that same place right now, just trying to delegate instead of doing it all ourselves. We're definitely in that like transition period as well.
Yay. I'm so happy to hear that you're like opening up to that and embracing, because that could be like so, it provides with its own challenges, like the delegation and all. Okay, well, okay, now we have this at least I do like a picture of you like with the welding apparatus or something like that. And at the same time into like self-care and taking care of your kids. They're like so multidimensional and multi-passionate human being. So of course I'm curious, like how in mom amidst all of those things, you've been able to squeeze some self-care in your life. Maybe you can even share an advice that other moms out there, other business owners can take into their lives.
Yeah, that's like you said, always a challenge, but it's definitely worth it. You'll see a difference in your whole family being like, the heart of the family as a mother and a business owner. But I think my first would be like challenge yourself to even the point of being uncomfortable. Like put yourself in those situations that you put your kids in. Like you can do it, and we can do it too as you get older. Just make yourself like challenge yourself. It's probably a one of my favorite self-care tips that I've learned in the past couple of years. And then another one would be to ground yourself. I'm not very good at sitting still meditating, so my take on grounding and meditating is walking in nature, and going
Yay.
on the move, because it comes more natural to me. And then another one would just again go back to the don't waste your time with people trying to people please. Be open to the opportunities that give you that spark. And that's no pun intended with the welding. But yes.
Yeah, I love what you said about like challenging yourself. It sounds like let's say an example of it in your life would be just from what you shared today, that event, that like all day retreat that you went to. Would you say that was one of those things that you challenged yourself to do?
Yes, I would say that's something my husband like convinced me. He's like, we got this, you go do it. And it was definitely a challenging just because I did not know what was up for the day. So that was a challenge and a little bit uncomfortable at first. Yes.
And it sounds like from that point on, you've been finding different other challenges for yourself
Yes.
in terms of like how you take care of yourself. And I'm totally there with you in terms of meditating not being necessarily everyone's cup of tea, walking in the forest and forest bathing or woods bathing. It's just such a beautiful practice in and of itself. And I hope that the people listening will take it as an inspiration. It's like, yes, advice out there on what you can do. Meditation is great, but please like check in with yourself and see what works for you the best. And yeah, listen to your body and your mind and what it says. Would you say that's something that you would stand by as well behind?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, if there was like one thing you can live, my English is not my first language. Sometimes I'm saying those like words and sometimes my mind immediately checks in with it. Like, did you say it correctly? I hope people got the memo just now. Live with the something, one thing that people can do. Like, what would you say? Like, oh, let's, if you would inspire, want to inspire someone to start small in their day in terms of self-care, in terms of their self-care journey that doesn't happen overnight, what would be that thing?
And just like you said, like start small. If there's something that sparks your like, so example, I was on Instagram, found that Mother's Day retreat. If that like something in your gut tells you that that sounds awesome, just do it, because from certain things, other things will happen, and you might find your calling, and you might find that journey that to self-care. And that's what started my self-care journey. It was just that little nudge that I need to go do something for myself.
Yay. Oh my God, this is such a perfect s something to finish this episode with, just to tell people, okay, there is a nudge in there somewhere. You have been maybe ignoring it, so please go do it. Please go do it because you never know what kind of opportunities and yeah, it can bring into your life. Cool. Well, I guess where can we connect? Where we can find you if we want to kind of like, oh, I love what she says. I love her journey. I want to see where she goes with that. Like, what platform can we say hello to you at?
Yeah, you can just reach me on Instagram at holly.j.kemp. That's just my personal Instagram. I would love for anyone to come say hello to me and we can chat. The nonprofit I work for, if you're interested in looking at what they do for self-care, it's newparentcp.org. That has all the information on there. And for the welding business, we're still working on our website right now, but we are on Facebook at t.a.k. Welding in Fab. So you can check out what we do on there as well. That's
Hey. Cool. Well, we, I don't know who's we, but like rooting for you for all of those things, wonderful things that you are doing. And I hope the people who are listening, you already know maybe a new parent or two who could use some inspiration in terms of taking care of themselves. And that resource that you just mentioned, nonprofit, I'm so happy that you brought it back because of course, I completely forgot about it already. So thank you for
no worries.
reminding. About that. And of course, I want to thank you so much for coming and making the time. And I'm going to close this with another dedication of the positive energy that we have definitely generated in this episode together for the benefit of all beings. May all beings everywhere be happy, healthy, safe, and free for any kind of suffering. There's a lot of suffering right now going on in the world. So maybe that be a prayer that we send out that we all do our self-care over here. And maybe that, even in and of itself, can ripple into the world where we show up in a better way when we take care of ourselves. And we know that. So thank you again, Holly, for making the time.
Yes, thank you so much, Chu, and thank you for this opportunity to be able to share. I really appreciate you and what you do for everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for being brave and again embracing this new way of sharing your voice. I really hope we stay in touch and continue to cheer each other on.
Yes,
Beautiful.
thank you, Asim. Thank you so much.
Yay, cool. Oh, hey. Thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll connect again in the next episode. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.